For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. 24-year-old WKU grad student Indu Bhattarai is one of the lucky ones, or rather her parents and brother back home in Nepal are, following last week's earthquake.
That was a very hard moment for me.
But everybody is okay.
Everybody is fine.
For most of us, the news of the Nepal earthquake was riveting. For Indu, it was personal. Her parents live in Kathmandu, Nepal's largest city, and a place devastated by unspeakable damage and thousands of deaths. Her brother lives in another part of the country that was spared the brunt of the quake. He was able to get a call through almost immediately.
It was just 5 or 6 minutes later, I got a call from my brother that earthquake was very bad in Nepal, so he just said he was okay, he can't get in touch with my parents. So that was a very difficult moment. He was constantly trying to get in touch with my mom and dad. And also I was constantly trying phone to get in touch with them. I couldn't sleep whole night because earthquake hit during the day in there and it was night. So it was a very, very much bad moment for me as well as my brother. We were constantly trying to get in touch with my parents. So yeah, I contacted with my parents after 5 or 6 hours, so I couldn't sleep whole night.
5 or 6 hours, that for Indu seemed like 5 or 6 days as she watched the news reports from Nepal and the minutes crawled by. Indu's parents came out of the whole ordeal remarkably well. Some rough days and nights immediately following the quake, but they're all back home now.
There's not much damage in my home, in my parents' home. My house was kind of cracked, so it was very difficult or very risky to live in that house. So they stayed like 4 nights and 4 days outside home in a temporary shelter. And then now the situation is kind of okay, that they are not facing much aftershocks. So, and also there are lots of people doing the survey of house and they are like tagging if that crack is risky or not. So, and then my house, my parents' house is kind of okay that they could live in. So they moved to the house. So they're staying in house.
Indu's only been in the United States for about 5 months now. This is just her first semester at WKU. She is a geology and geography student. Ironically, she came here to study the geology of Nepal and its susceptibility to earthquakes.
I'm doing research in Nepal and geology of Nepal. So as I was going through my research, and I would know that Nepal is very much like vulnerable to those earthquakes, since it's like geologically speaking, it's a very dangerous city to live in. So dangerous and country to live in. That's the main thing that I came to WKU so that I could learn more about Nepal and Nepal's geology, and then do more in future.
For the immediate future anyway, it's physical and emotional recovery for the people of Nepal and repairs for the homes, roads and buildings, all of which takes money.
There are lots of people they are forming group. They are forming GoFundMe kind of thing so that we could fund them. And there are many organizations working in Nepal currently. And it's the social media that I found that we could donate to Red Cross, and then we could donate through Facebook. We could donate through any other organizations like UNESCO and all. So the best thing I found was through Red Cross.
You can make your tax-deductible contribution to help the recovery of Indu's family and thousands of others like them in Nepal at redcross.org.
I'm thankful that you invited me over.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.